The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
It's All-Ireland Final Week. Anything to say, boys?
No, it's great to be here. It's great.
How would you stop?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The Football Show on Off The Ball.
I'm prepared to anything I can
well,
to play my country again.
Do it then.
What about your start to the game?
It wasn't bad, was it?
Why should an honest answer be a mistake?
How can a modern day manager not have a mobile phone?
Why should he?
You're welcome along to the Football Show. Nathan with you this evening. It has been a chaotic week for the Republic of Ireland, but our attention will be returning to the Premier League this weekend. Full live and exclusive commentary of Leeds United against Liverpool. Should be a cracker from 4:30 on Sunday. Vinnie Perth alongside Stephen Doyle for that one. John and the lads here as always on Saturday, where of course they will be covering Cristiano Ronaldo's return to Manchester United against Newcastle at 3:00. And you can get everything that we cover football-wise and all the reaction to that week for Stephen Kenny and hear from John Giles and his thoughts on the OTB Sports app. Just subscribe to our football podcast and you will get all them. Tonight on Off The Ball, we're only allowing cultured, creative midfielders on the show with John Giles earlier, England legend Karen Carney a little bit later on. And right now, I'm delighted to be joined by the FAI Player of the Year. Denise O'Sullivan is with us. Evening, Denise.
Hi, Nathan. How are you doing?
Live from North Carolina, but still wearing the Ireland kit. Do you wear that every day to training?
Oh, no, I might get made fun of, so I try not to. I wish I could, though. I'd be wearing it every day if I could.
Well, this is a week for wearing it because it's been a great week for the women's national team, a landmark week with the announcement last week of equal pay for the men's and women's team. And then today it was confirmed a new sponsorship deal, a landmark partnership between the FAI and Sky was announced earlier today, which will see Sky become the first ever standalone primary partner of the Republic of Ireland women's national team. It's a 4-year partnership, meaning Sky will be there all the way through two major tournaments, the 2023 Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, for which qualification gets underway next month, and also the 2025 UEFA Women's Championship. That basically means that you will see Sky on the women's jersey but not on the men's jersey. These are pretty exciting times, Denise.
Yeah, honestly, this past week for women's football in Ireland has been absolutely fantastic. To start it off with the equal pay, I think that's a day that will go down in history books. I think getting that was so important for us. I think it was important for our country to see the togetherness between ourselves and the men's team. And now we just have to set an example for the next generation and, you know, go do the business on the pitch. But, and then today, Sky being announced, absolutely fantastic for us. Great deal, huge sign for women's football. Sky is a huge company, a global brand, so for them to come on board with the Irish women's team it's a huge sign and you know, something that we're grateful for as a team.
It's some transformation in the space of 4 years from being part of a squad that almost ended up going on strike. And we've had too many conversations with you and Stephanie Roach and Eoin O'Gorman and countless players in that squad where we're not talking about matches or results or your performance or your ability. We're talking about problems and issues and what you should deserve and how you get that. Finally, it feels as though we can get past those conversations. Can you talk about that and what it means to actually properly matter now, it seems, within Irish football and for the FAI?
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. And honestly, going back to that day in 2017, a tough day for everyone. But, you know, hats off to those girls who fought for us endlessly that day. But now we can move on from that. I think the FAI have been fantastic. I think since Jonathan Hill came in, you know, his lines of communication, his leadership with the team, keeping in contact with our captain, Katie McCabe. You know, we've many people to thank. And, you know, we just look forward now. And it's up to us as players to continue that on and, you know, set example for the next generation. And, you know, our main focus now is to go and qualify for a major tournament. So with all this behind us and everything that's happening, it's huge for football in Ireland and all over the world also. So the next step for us is to focus on the World Cup qualifiers, which we're very excited for.
I mentioned that Karen Carney is going to be on the show later, and we spoke to her about the new WSL season and that relationship between the men's team and the women's team and how so many of them are getting to the stage, not all of them, but a lot of them, where it's just Tottenham, it's just Arsenal, it's not the men's team, it's not the women's team. It seems here as well there was a recognition from the Irish men's team that it needs to get to that stage, that actually Seamus Coleman took a real leadership role in bringing about this change for equal pay.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's really important. And Seamus Coleman has been a key part of this, you know, getting this for us equality. And he's been the ultimate professional, you know, keeping in touch with Katie McCabe. So definitely big strides, big step forward in women's football. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, just continue on and make the people of Ireland proud.
And money talks in football. Like, there's no getting away with that. These sort of sponsorship deals, and as you say, a company of the magnitude of Sky coming in and sponsoring the team, and what they're doing now with the WSL as well, and the coverage that it's getting on Sky Sports, and the full treatment, the full Sky Sports treatment it's getting as well across the weekends, is massive. And Vera Powell was talking today and probably put it into good detail as to how money matters when it comes to injuries and players being able to rest and protect themselves. She was given the example of Chloe Mustaki and the ACL injury that she suffered, and Chloe Mustaki at the time was working and training, and she was up at 6 o'clock in the morning to work and then was rushing off to training, wasn't getting back to midnight. That in a way, because of that pressure that was on her, there was almost an inevitability that fatigue would come into play, and an injury like that, there was a far greater increased possibility of it happening.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that was a crazy story about Chloe, but I mean, she's an inspiration, and look at her now. I think she got a lot of help outside, and it just goes to show with this Sky deal today. It shows the investment that now is being put into women's football. And it's absolutely great to see. And the coverage of women's football is getting so much better. When we go into camp, the interviews, how many interviews we get, the social media coverage. It's really good to see. And it's a huge step forward. And hopefully it can just continue on.
Would you see a difference? And listen, I'm sure you don't want to talk down teammates or anything like that, but you're at a full-time team over in America, and you're coming back, and quite often you're playing with part-time players, so you're used to resting up, you're used to treating yourself like a professional. I remember Stephen Hunt writing an article about GAA players. He got a lot of stick for it, and don't think he was trying to talk down GAA players, but saying like being a professional brings its own pressure. You know, sitting around all day actually gets quite boring, but it's what you got to do sometimes as a professional. That you're coming to Ireland, you're into camp, you're sort of used to that routine, whereas actually for the other players, like, it's a complete leap, because usually they're at work, they train for 2 hours in the evening, they have a very different life to the one you lead.
Yeah, they do. And yeah, hats off to those players that do that, because it's crazy and it's a lot of work for them. But for me over here, it's full time all the way. And yeah, I go to training, I have all the facilities we need here, cryotherapy, we have honestly every bit of recovery that we need, so it's vital for us here. And the players back in Ireland that have to do that and go to work and then go to train and then, you know, look after their nutrition, it's crazy to think that they really have to do that. So I think by these big companies coming in and the investment that's being put into women's football now, I think it's huge for them, and hopefully it will help them in the long run. So yeah, hats off to those girls, but it's going in the right direction for sure.
You're going to be getting together, I think it's next week, ahead of a friendly against Australia. Do you think there's going to be a real energy in the squad because of these announcements? Have you all been on the WhatsApp talking about it over the past week?
Yeah, we have. And obviously I have Diane Caldwell here at North Carolina with me as well. So we've been talking about it every day. We're absolutely buzzing. So it's even more exciting now going into camp. The energy is going to be amazing. And we're just looking forward to playing Australia also. You know, it's a great test for us for our game in October against Sweden. You can see how well the Australians done in the Olympics, and we cannot wait to get our fans back at Tallaght Stadium as well. So really looking forward to going into camp. Haven't seen the girls in a while either, and I will get to see my family hopefully at the game too. So very excited, and yeah, it's going to be a real buzz around the camp, I think.
Vera Powell was talking today about trying to instill having no fear of failure within the squad, to give the players that sort of inner belief. And you think back a couple of years ago and the buzz that was around the women's team at the time and heading possibly at that stage towards qualification. And since then it's been tough. And last time we were on, we spoke about the utter heartbreak of that qualification campaign and how it's lingered for so long. Results since haven't probably followed up from where you were, and I know there's been COVID and there's been issues getting players together, but it's a long string of defeats. How important is this camp then against Australia, who are one of the best teams in the world, to actually just get back to enjoying playing for Ireland, to getting a little bit of confidence back in the group?
It's so important. This camp next week is going to be vital for us. As I said, Australia are a huge test. But I also think it's just good for us to get together, find our feet again as a team, you know, get used to playing with each other and go out and put on a good performance for the Irish fans. I think that's really important that we put in a good performance and hopefully get the result, you know, that we want. But it's a huge game and yeah, I'm really excited for it.
It was meant to be a qualifier against Georgia. I guess there's a balance and it's out of your hands anyways because the English clubs weren't going to release their players to play that game against Georgia. But Georgia would have been a game Ireland would be expected to win. You see, Australia are probably on a level or not far off where Sweden are. So it's a perfect test. It's that balance of actually playing against the best or getting a confidence-boosting win. I guess you got to take what you got.
Yeah, you got to take that. I think for me, individually, I like to play the best teams in the world. The only way you're going to get better is by playing against the best players in the world also. So it's going to be a huge test. And obviously the Georgia game, it's obviously disappointing that we can't play the game, but I think it's best that we have all our players for a World Cup qualifier. You know, you can't underestimate any of these teams. So for us to have all our players will be vital. And we'll take the Australia game. It's going to be a big game for us. They're a great team. They have Sam Kerr in the team. They have some fantastic individual players also. So it's going to be a real test, a good battle for us. And yeah, it'll give us confidence. We just got to go out and play well. I'm just excited to go and put on the green shirt again and just play for my country and just have fun and enjoy it.
How do you tailor your own performance when you are playing that real elite of the top eight teams in the world? Because, you know, you're a very technical player, someone who likes to get on the ball, who likes to create things, who likes to make a real impact, which is obviously far more difficult. You probably see far less of the ball in those games. How do you go about making sure that you're always getting yourself involved still?
I think defensively as well, it's as important as getting on the ball, you know, and I think my work rate will show. I like working hard off the ball too, so once I'm involved in that aspect, that's good. But I want to be on the ball, so I'll just, you know, keep moving. I'll hopefully play the number 10 and, you know, try and get into spaces and, you know, create things for the team. But I think my movement is going to be very important and to give the other players options. So that's going to be my role, I think. And, you know, just be a leader on the field as well. I think that's very important going into this camp. We have some young players coming in that will need some guidance. So I'll play a role there as well. And yeah, it's just about in the number 10, just being creative, looking for space, you know, getting on the ball. So hopefully we'll have more of the ball than we think.
Yeah, an Irish number 10, getting on the ball, creating space is something we always crave, I think. 10 years next week since your Ireland debut. You talk about the young players coming into the squad and maybe taking a bit more of a leadership role. How does that sit with you?
I know, I feel old now. But yeah, 10 years, it's crazy to think of. I never forget that debut, honestly, but it's been special for me, and every time I put on the Irish shirt, it's even more special than the first time. So for me now, my role has changed a bit in the squad. I'm have to be more of a leader, and for these young players coming in, I want them to be able to come to me and ask me questions and, you know, not fear speaking to or not be intimidated by an older player on the team. But that's going to be my role, and, you know, my ears are open for those girls that want to come and ask questions and for me to help them. So I'm really excited and I will cherish that role as well.
With all we've been talking about, it's actually a very different type of camp, I guess, they're coming into to the one you went into a decade ago in terms of the resources that are available. But when you are passing on nuggets of wisdom, when you are trying to help out those younger players, like, when you reflect, what are the things you look back on and think, maybe I would have done that differently, or maybe you actually just need to be here a while to learn?
Yeah, I think, look, going into camp, I don't ever regret anything from those years. Looking now back to when I first went into camp, I had the Emma Burns, I had Yvonne Tracy's, I had the Kira Grants, and those girls just put their arms around me and, you know, took me under their wing, really. And it was quite intimidating back those days going into camp. Like, I was really scared and nervous, but they really helped me along. And for the girls now that are coming into the Irish squad, I think they know that they can come and ask me questions. I'm always like very friendly with them, and so are the other leadership players on the team and the older players. So yeah, I wouldn't have really done anything different. Just go in, and those girls just have to come in and be confident, and you know, just show that they deserve to be there, really.
There's been a lot of talk around the men's team this week. Stephen Kenny making comments that maybe there was no great expectation to qualify for this World Cup, but we're building with a young squad towards the next European Championship. Vera Powell was asked something similar today and said, no, she's not thinking that way. She is thinking about that World Cup. And I guess as a senior player as well, you don't want to be thinking about 4 years away. You got to be thinking about 2 years away, even in a group with Sweden and Finland.
Yeah, absolutely. I ain't thinking about anything else. I'm thinking about qualifying for that World Cup, and that's the only thing on my mind. So, you know, I think we're well capable of as a team. I think the strides we've made as a team the past few years have been really good, under Vera as well. So the only thing on my mind is to qualify for that World Cup. And yeah, we have tough opponents in our team. Sweden are the best team in Europe. They're absolutely fantastic. So are Finland. Finland are a really good team. And then the teams like Slovakia, the Georgias, you can't underestimate those teams either. They'll make it difficult for us. So we're fully focused on this campaign coming up, and we will give it our best and hopefully make the Irish fans proud.
Yeah, Sweden, second in the world, got to the Olympic final. That's next month then, mm-hmm. at home. So hopefully with the way restrictions are starting to ease, there could be a big crowd, whether it's in Tallaght or maybe, who knows, it might make more sense to move that game to the Aviva Stadium and get a bigger crowd allowed in. You're in North Carolina at the moment, and in terms of restrictions and getting crowds to matches and all that, everything just back as normal?
Yeah, it's back as normal now. We're almost at full capacity here for fans to come into stadiums. So it's absolutely amazing just having those fans in the stadium again. Yeah, so hopefully it continues that way. And, you know, hopefully we can get fans back in the stadium into Atala pretty soon, because when they're there, it's always so much better for us to be playing.
Yeah. And in terms of where you are in the season in America, where are you at the moment?
We have about 8 or 9 games now left. So it's been the longest season ever. We've been here since February 1st. 10-week preseason.
Wow.
Then a tournament, and then straight into season. So there's been no breaks at all. So it's been good. It's been a tough year, I think. Definitely there's been a lot of changes in our team here at the Courage. But so far we've done well. We're sitting in second place, but we've a long way to go yet. And looking forward now to the rest of the season.
Yeah, there's obviously a huge amount of interest over here because of the Sky broadcasting deal for the WSL, and you know, watching the matches last week and a big crowd at the Emirates. I know I've spoken to you before about potentially coming back and how much you're loving life in America at the moment, and I guess it does sound as though actually the American League is on a par with the WSL, and a lot of what's coming in the WSL has actually been in the American League in terms of coverage for years.
Yeah, the coverage here is absolutely fantastic, and I've been here now 5 years, and to where it was then to where it was now is there was so much improvement, and the support that women get here is amazing. I think last week there was a game at the Seattle Sounders with the Seattle girls playing, and there was 27,000, I think, showed up to the game. I think it was the largest attendance in the NWSL history. So just seeing that, and you know, being able to play in front of those crowds is special. So yeah, it's the sport here is amazing, and hopefully it keeps getting better.
Denise, always great to talk to you. Congratulations on the FAI Player of the Year award as well, second time.
Thank you. Yeah, it was amazing. I was shocked, but it's great to get, and it's always an honor to, you know, receive those awards, but for sure.
Yeah, very well deserved. And the very best of luck over the next couple of months as well. Australia to come, and then those World Cup qualifiers starting next month against Sweden. We can't wait to see how you all get on. And thanks for joining us from North Carolina. You were, of course, with us as well to announce that partnership between Sky and the FAI. Sky today becoming the first ever standalone primary partner of the Republic of Ireland's women team. Denise Sullivan, thank you very much.
Thank you.